When the brother's away, the Hayes guys are gonna play. This is the perfect pour. Hayes guys.
Welcome to the Hayes Bros Show.
Yeah, awesome. All Hayes all the time.
All Hayes and all the time. Also known as the Perfect Pour. It's a beer show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Uh-oh.
We're the duo tonight.
Uh-oh. That's the Nick decided his day job, his paying job was more important.
Yep.
And he will not be with us this week. I'm very sorry. Sorry for all the future voicemails and podcasts that we're going to listen to.
It was a formal written notice. I regret to notify you guys that this evening I will not be able to join you. How he got it to us was impressive.
Yeah. So we will weather on without Nick this week. It'll be tough. It'll suck, but it'll still be fun.
That's going to drive me to drink.
We're going to drink beers. We're going to talk about some beer news. Beer geek news, that is. We're going to talk about what happened this past week, especially what we drank. And, of course, the most robust listener participation in podcasting, not beer podcasts, in podcasting. Nobody has a greater voicemail segment than we do. It even has podcasts inside there. So all this, we're going to have fun hanging out. We're just some dudes that are fun to hang out with that know about beer a little bit. That's what the show's about. Before the show, we had one tailgate beer with just two of us here. We had one donated to the show by Single Cam Slam. This is one he'd been telling me to drink for a couple weeks. He's like, would you drink it already? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. From Modest Brewing Company, or maybe it's Modest. First Call, Cold Press Coffee Lager. And it is interesting, man. It looks like a lager, but that's coffee and like there's a little bit of pepper, I feel like, in there.
Yeah, just a little bit of heat on the nose. I don't get it too much in the flavor profile, but
I think it's excellent. I keep coming back to it. From Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're in the single cams area. You're up in Minnesota. We got some reps. We have three Minnesota reps. I'm waiting for a big Minnesota get it to happen. So let's settle in. PerfectPourPod.com/glossary if you're a new listener, you want to figure out all the referencing and all that stuff. First thing we do is we open up a beer, and oh my god, I gotta catch up here.
Yeah, come on, bro.
We got a crowler that's been open. If your trained ear should hear, like, that was crowler. Oh my gosh, ooh, that's some good aroma from Silver Brewing Company on the central coast of California, originally from Green Flash, Chuck Silva. This is Chuck Silva's personal brewery. Luscious IPA. Donated to the show by Matt Bearded Brewer 87. Yeah. Oh, this is, I love this aroma. It's like got a, there's like a little candy aroma in there. Like that fruit stripe gum.
I wish I could.
I almost don't want to have it right now. I'm just enjoying the aroma.
I can't remember what hop is. So this was Luscious IPA featuring. They've done it before. I think it was Mosaic last time or something like that. Oh. And this one was it Equinaut? But it was a different hop variant this time. But to me, this is his most balanced IPA he makes. He's usually more on the higher IBU bitter up front IPAs, which are good. They're nice to have a step back from what other things that are going on in the world, but he knows how to make a beer. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, every time I have a Silva, it's like, I'm like, this guy is making a different level of beer.
Yeah.
you know, you could say maybe you don't, maybe you necessarily like it or not, but he's operating at a different level because these are beers that do not taste like other people's beers, and they're, but not in a way where like they don't, the brewer doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You could, this is a, it's a smart beer. This is like, this is a, the, what, like there's bands that are musician bands, like not the general public doesn't, is not really into, but you talk to musicians, they're like, oh yeah, King's X. Yeah. I know King's X. I love King's X. Other people are like, what the hell is King's X? This is like a Silva is like that. It's like, I feel like it's like industry, like, mm-hmm. oh, this guy. This guy's on a level, man. And then some moderate drinker is just going to be like, I don't, this is weird. I don't get mm-hmm. it.
No, it's definitely something you have to go out and seek because they're, you know, they're in the back of a warehouse. It's not easily to be found. They're on the other side of the freeway from all the other breweries. So it's definitely kind of like, if, there's, like there's certain music shows, they're built for other musicians, and that's kind of what this is. It's a beer that's built for people that are craft beer geeks.
Yeah. That want to have an interesting beer.
Yeah.
So this, damn, that's good stuff. I wonder if, did you go to Silva? Actually go? I mean, yeah. Well, obviously you did get a crawler, but I mean, did you hang out there or just pick up?
I did. So there's only 5 people that work at Silva.
5 total employees.
That's the whole crew.
That sounds like Zach's right now.
Mm-hmm. But we did stop in, and it was on the way back to Fresno. But
I'm not trying to spoil your Bincots. If you had some Silva news, like, are they doing any expanding? Are they just, they're happy right now? They don't want to do anything?
Nope. They're pretty much, I think they're going to do some more packaging this year. I saw like a little bottling machine back in the corner, and I know they do some of their, Silva Stout and stuff like that.
I still haven't had a Silva Stout since he went to started Silva.
I got a bottle. I don't know when I'm going to open it.
But, special occasion.
That's the thing. The whole building is 1,500 square feet, and it's jam packed. And they distribute with Stone's distributor, so they have some legs for their beer
Diego
to go.
Can get Silva.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that they had in storage. They had the disposable kegs, so they're definitely, you know, getting their name and their brand out there. But you know, it's. There's only so much he can do unless he adds another unit to his place. It's kind of maxed out as is. So,
right.
I guess he could probably, you know, get like some offsite barrel storage and, you know, perhaps, you know, brew beer, put it in barrels and ship it off and let it do its thing.
But mm-hmm.
they seem pretty set with what they're doing.
I feel like he's sort of in semi-retirement mode. Yeah. He's not in like, let's keep this thing building. He's like, I'm cool, bro.
He's just as busy as he was at Green Flash. It's just now there's 5 people running a whole brewery versus 500 people running a whole brewery.
Well, this is totally endorsed by the Perfect Pourer.
Mm-hmm.
Damn good beer. What's going on in the culture, Matt?
So prepare yourselves. Intern night is coming everywhere. So apparently in 2018, Intern night was mainly only available in the towns that Metallica was playing a concert.
See, that's been confusing me this week. I'm like, why is everyone talking about Intern night all of a sudden? We talked about that like a month ago.
Mm-hmm. So now they're saying in the first quarter, it's going to start going into full production, and wherever you can buy Stone in Europe or in the US, you can get this Pilsner now. And there was an article in Full Pint, and I guess like Greg and Lars like hung out and they kind of like talked life and shop and
we're hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I'm Lars.
So it makes it seem like that was the Metallica band member that tried the beer, because basically they said that Metallica was there for every step of this beer's process. So it wasn't just like, hey, check this out. What do you think? Cool. All right. It wasn't just a one-off. Like, they're like, no, if we're involved in this, we want to make sure it's
gotta
everything.
Be metal.
But yeah, so Lars and Greg even enjoyed multiple occasions at Lars' home discussing industry speak for drinking. discussing beers. After all, there was only one chance to get this right, and anything less than incredible result was not an option. So it's kind of cool that I never would have thought, you know, a beer celebrity would be just chilling at the house of drummer of probably the biggest rock band that is currently still touring.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, to hanging out, just been a fly on a wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a new quote that I'm going to live by for the show. Greg said, I remembered seeing Metallica on the cover of a magazine just after the Black Album was released, recalls Greg. On the cover was a quote that resonated with me to this day. Metallica didn't go to number one. Number one came to them. And I was like, whoa, that's our looking out for. We don't go to these breweries and get these beers. Those looking out for us come to us.
That's right.
That's how we do it on this show.
Because of our listeners.
Yeah, because they're awesome. Which I might have a looking out for that it's going to be directed towards Colin Janine.
Nice.
Yep. So that's...
Well, we have a package from Colin and Janine that we're going to open that before the show, but we'll open it there.
Oh.
Maybe it's in there. We'll open it on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. What if they actually sent me what I asked for?
Maybe.
Maybe they did. Let's see here. Moving on to the next article. No Flight Zone. Have you heard of this, Mikey?
I know what it is.
Mm.
President's around. Okay. No fly zone.
So there is Haynes Brewing Company, and for apparently they've been in business for about 19 years, or at least the employee that they're talking about.
They make underwear and beer?
Yes. Basically, they have
all you need.
They have a strict no sips policy and does not offer taster flights. They fear that the business of beer has negatively affected the enjoyment of craft beer. Consumers want to compare beers and switch back and forth between brews within a flight.
Can I have a taster of that?
Yet one, flavors linger and mix on their palates. Two, carbonation and character change at different rates. And flavor changes with temperature. So they're saying because of those reasons that they have always done no flights. They say, talk to us.
No flights for you.
Talk to us. We'll get you something. And it's more than one sip. It takes more than one sip to get your head.
You got to buy the fly, bro.
So I've experienced myself in other breweries when, you know, when it's jam packed busy, they'll kind of stricten up. Maybe they will only give you a couple tasters, or they might not do a fly. That,
like, I got to move on. Come on.
Yeah.
Just order something.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me try your lager. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like there has to be like some sort of following towards this to where people are like, hey, can I get a flight? And they just like point to a sign. And it's like no flights ever.
No flights leaving.
Yeah. But they've survived 19 years.
Foggy day schedule.
Apparently you can do that. Apparently you can run a business without doing flights or tasters.
Yes. If your beer is good enough, you can ignore your customers and run it like you want to run it.
So I thought that
I wouldn't
was
suggest this as a new brewer.
Yeah. The brand new brewery in San Diego that doesn't do flights. Probably not going to do that well. And then
you get one bad, one social Instagram influencer review and you're done for.
I went to this opening and I could not get any tasters. Blah.
And then the last article is just kind of like an open discussion. It's not necessarily... I came across this on a website called The Takeout. And they said, is beer loyalty dead? So they just basically just said that, you know, like everybody's grandfather or father, they possibly have a ride or die beer. Like if you went to the fridge, there's probably always Budweiser. Probably always Miller Lite or whatever.
Budweiser.
That was probably always in the fridge. No substitutions. You know, if there was a couple of Heineken bottles, they probably sat there forever.
Like to have me a couple buds right after mm-hmm. I do the lawn.
But they mentioned in the article, they said there were 49 breweries in the U.S. in 1977, and there is now close to 7,000. And so they kind of go back and forth in the article to just say, you know, is because there's such wide access to breweries and taste and profiles, are people no longer loyal to any brand or any flavor? And it's kind of something interesting. I think there's beers I definitely gravitate towards, but there's not consistently the same beer in my fridge unless it's something I'm barrel aging, because then I'm not drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you barrel age in your fridge? You've got a barrel in there?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
The whole barrel.
Oh, hi.
And
yeah, give me one of those.
You know, I see both sides of it. There's with working at a tap room, I see what beers we sell. And, you know, there's an IPA we release every month that hits real hard and it trails off. And then we have something like our Half Dome and General Sherman. Those two beers, we pretty much make the same amount of it, which is a lot, year round, because mm-hmm. there's people drinking it, enjoying it. And so there's just so many ways my mind goes with this article. It's just like there are sometimes you go into chain places and that's all they have is Sierra Nevada Pale. And so that's why you get it. You know what it's going to taste like. That's a safe bet, this and that. But if they had a Nelson next to the Sierra Nevada Pale, you'd probably get the Nelson. So it's all situational, you know. There's not too many times that you'd walk into Eureka and go, yeah, I'll have that Sierra Nevada Pale over that Nelson. Your loyalty is completely gone. But if you're only given five options and Sierra Nevada is the best one, you're like, that's my ride or die today.
Right.
Right now.
You got, yeah. Yeah, I can't think. I think I always want to have. I can't think of one single beer that I always got to have in the fridge. I think of one style. Mm-hmm. I want to have styles in my. I just think in styles.
Okay.
So, I gotta have. I mean, depends on how good my paycheck was that week. But like, ideally, I would like to have. I want to have a day drinking beer mm-hmm. in there, and then I want to have a couple heavies in there. And then maybe something that's not an IPA pale base, like one thing in there, just to cut through stuff. But I always want to have a light, whether it be a pale or a sipa or something, and then have something like I just want one 16-ounce heavy beer to mm-hmm. put me to sleep beer. And I don't care necessarily what it is.
Mm-hmm. That, and I feel like certain things, like before Modern Times came to town, there was probably always a Blazing World 4-pack in our fridges. If we had access to it, we would buy it. That was our brand loyalty. Yeah. Now that it's everywhere, not so much.
I haven't bought any of the Modern Times core beers for quite a while.
But I think there is some sort of brand loyalty when we can't always get a hold of it. Like, you know, that's another interesting that, you know, like I said, my mind just goes a million different ways with this topic. I'm like, is it right or wrong? It's a good jumping off point. But to tie back into the internet,
here's the new one from Metallica.
I want to protest 805 Day. And since Internight is going to be wherever Stone is distributed, I now want to do Internight Day, which is we do it on the anniversary, August 12th, when the Black Album was released.
Ooh.
That's Internight Day.
But is it going to be like they're just always going to make it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They said starting first quarter of 2019, they're going to make it available.
It's just going to be a beer mm-hmm. that's just yep. made. It's not seasonal.
So somebody hold me to this. Remind us in early August. But if I want people to start looking out for this beer,
remind us.
People start looking out for this beer, and when we get closer to August, I want to do Internight Day where we all crack one open and sip on it. And
woo! I like it. Mm-hmm. Like Matt said, remind us. Somebody put in their calendar like 2 weeks ahead of time. We need 2 weeks before that so that we can properly put it on the show.
Yeah.
So somebody do that.
Because there's many things that people are much better at reminding us.
Yeah. People reference things and like a few days after the show release, I'm like, blah, blah, blah. About, and I'm like, huh? We talked about that. Even though I've like listened to the show three times, I'll still miss things.
So there you go. It'll be 5:32 in the afternoon. That's how long the song is.
Oh.
And it's, let's see. August 12th. It's a Monday. So Monday, August 12th at 5:32 p.m. Internight Day. Make it a thing. Boom. Hashtag that, perfect
are we
part
have
2019.
To do that 5:32 Pacific time, or is it going to be everyone's 5:32? Is it going to be Dublin time? We like to run on Dublin time around here.
Yeah. Let's go with Pacific time, because otherwise then we're drinking beers at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, which might not work for us on work schedules.
I'll take the day off for
all of our
day.
Florida reps, drinking at 8 p.m. That's not too late.
Nah. Oh, it's perfect time for them.
Or they could just do two. If you want to do one at 5 o'clock double. And one at 8 o'clock, that's fine.
Yeah, if you want to do a Florida rep one.
Sometimes.
This is for only the Florida reps.
Sometimes people with kids, they'll watch the East Coast New Year's Eve ball drop.
Yeah.
Just to be like, oh, it's bedtime.
We did that. Look, New Year's, go to bed.
Yeah.
9:05. Get to bed.
Get to bed. Don't look at your cell phone. What about you, Mikey? What's going on in your craft beer culture corner?
Me? I need to, this is only to about three or four listeners. On our website, there's a contact thing that's just how the website is. And, you're like, hey, contact the Perfect Bar. And people, like, just message it. And it doesn't come through, like, an email or anything. I got to be inside the website itself to see that.
The portal, yeah.
And so there's like three or four that have contacted us through the website that I haven't been able to reply to because there isn't a nice, there's no way to reply to it. It's just, you just see the message. So anyone that's like contacted us through perfectportpod.com, I mean, like, why aren't they replying to me? It's just because it's been inconvenient for me to reply. So I'm just like on the show replying to you right now. I've seen it. I was going to have it all laid up for me today. I was going to write it all out and have it all laid up, and I didn't do it. So I just had to get that off my chest.
I'm going to kick off that heater.
All right. Yeah, it's getting a little heated in the studio. We got an above heater. Louis likes it. It's putting Louis to sleep, which is nice. Although a lot of people love Louis. So there you go. Website feedback. This is something I want everyone, that since Nick's not here, I just kind of want everyone to think about, and maybe even be influenced with your voicemails next week. But this is sort of why what the independent label had to happen and all this kind of stuff had to happen, because how big beer is sort of taken over craft beer, the term craft beer, and not taken over, but like adopted it. And now there's a lot of the buyout beer like Golden Road that uses craft beer. And when it isn't technically craft beer anymore, and they just use the term, and it's just a free for all now. That, and so I'm thinking, yeah, we are using this. We use indie beer. We use independent beer. Mm-hmm. Should we just completely abandon craft beer, the term craft beer, and just completely go all in indie independent beer, and just now just everything, all that energy we use for craft beer, we're just going to go indie, independent beer. Just forget the whole craft beer moniker. Let them just, let them take it and just abandon it and just all in the indie. We're just all independent beer, indie, or should we fight, like fight back and push back and be like, no, you cannot say, Golden Rule cannot say they're craft beer. Sorry, you can't stop. You can't even advertise it. Like, try and like completely push back. I don't know what I'm really sort of in between on this. So I'm just I'll listen to the feedback from the listeners, I guess, next week. But
I'm definitely on the standpoint of it doesn't bug me too much who owns who.
Yeah,
I'm more of a I will judge you individually. So if I walk into a place and go, I don't like you. That's my opinion.
I don't like the cut of your jib.
Yeah, so.
Your jib's bothering me, pal.
I mean, it makes it easier when you walk into a crappy brewery and they have crappy people and you go, well, no wonder why it's crappy, because the place is crappy.
You're crappy.
You know.
Hey, you're crappy. I don't care if you're independent.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we, drawing a line in the sand. Should we just go all in indie, or should we fight back and take craft beer, the term craft beer, back? Modern Times is now making cider.
Hmm.
And I just put out on Twitter, like, in my mind, I see a craft brewer making cider, starting to make things that aren't traditionally beer. I mean, like, oh God, they need to make money. They're like, let's just start making ciders. And so I just put out there, should I start? Because Modern Times has been expanding. They've been opening up tap rooms, remotes. They got, you know, Portland Brewery, all this stuff. And we've just seen this past year, we've just seen so many breweries that overreach and get them themselves in a lot of trouble. These past couple years has been a lot of breweries overreaching and then completely screwing themselves. So I just see this a lot of reaching on Modern Times part, and then I see them making cider, and I'm like, I just put on Twitter, should I be worried about Modern Times right now? Because I'm starting to get worried. And 3BZine was like, whoa, cool your jets, bro. Louis, god damn it.
Yeah, no, he let one go.
Louis, I hate... Anyway, sorry. We just had to acknowledge that Louis is
it's a dog fart.
Louis is killing us right now.
They exist.
So, 3BZine says, no, that Modern Times reached this level of achievement where you're allowed to make ciders. I guess there's a certain level of barrels or something where, or years or something where that you can now be licensed to make cider. So like, shit, yeah, we're going to make cider because that makes money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason. Not, so I shouldn't be worried. And they're like, shut up, non-San Diego dude.
Yeah. I'm
like, okay.
You're furthest from knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, I don't think I'm necessarily worried about Modern Times. They're... Also, with them being employee owned, I feel like the employees would do their own self, you know, their own ways of kind of policing the business with, the, you know, if there's 600 owners out of 800 owners, like, yeah, we don't need to get into cider. They probably won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure it'll make them money. And I just think about it being, I'm all about like not stretching yourself too thin, and it just feels, I guess if they got a guy just hanging around that's not doing anything, they're like, hey bro, do you know how to make ciders? Yeah. Like, go make ciders then. Like, I worry about like their head brewer, he's doing all these things and are like, all right, also make ciders. And it just, we need to focus on things, people, in life, whether it's breweries or whether it's life. And I don't want Modern Times screwing themselves here. So you just listen to me, Modern Times, dude with a podcast in Fresno. that you listen to me and you need to settle down and focus, okay? Take some notes. Be like,
the guy told me, man, this guy knows what he's talking about. Hey, guys, let's pull it back. Mikey on the Perfect Pour said, stop making ciders.
He's the guy that got the radio fixed in that Save Mart.
You don't even know what he did for that Save Mart on Bullard and West.
Yeah. So that's credibility right there.
Let's listen to him. All right. I just needed to mention that. That's all. Everything's fine. Modern Times is fine. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to me, anybody. I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is fine. Everything's fine.
This is fine. As the fire burns around me, This is fine. Well, that's good. I'm enjoying. We just got all kinds of this. Thanks a lot, Nick, for not being here. I'm just gonna drink Silva all day long.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy to be drinking this, but when you split beer two ways, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I can't get worse than last week. I don't think the lungs. There's no freaking barley wines in there.
Ooh.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
And you end up doing karaoke on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, kind of stuff happens. I didn't say.
Yeah. After the show last week, we went and did karaoke. It was crazy.
Shit gets crazy.
Let's go. Karaoke. Will you call me tonight and
leave me your voicemail? This voicemail song is so 2017.
Gotta keep grounding yourself with the voicemail. Oh.
We got any email voicemails?
We got them all. We got them all because that's how we do.
We got any handwritten voicemails?
I don't think we have any emails this week. PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com. The full thing. PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com. You can, if you have a smartphone or maybe you got a setup at home, you just want to record, make a file, a recording, an audio recording, you can email it to that email. And a 3-minute recording, and we'll play it. And we'll if you want to make your own podcast, your own beer podcast, you're like, I always wanted to make a beer podcast, but I just don't want to deal with all the other shit. Do it. 3-minute show. We'll play it. We love it. You also can just, leave a voicemail for whatever thing you need to leave a voicemail for. And there's also a line. If you don't want to deal with all that, just call 559-492-0542. Leave it. You got 3 minutes. Do it. And here is the first voicemail of the week. All right.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Okay.
Oh, and Satan. This is the Perfect Metal Show.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, wow.
It's a show within a show. Oh, all right. 100% more metal right now.
Ooh. Perfect Pour.
Lars is listening.
This is Aaron, the beer metal dude.
I think my nephew was playing that song on the drums earlier.
Calling in one more time, trying to keep up my promise of being a little more involved with the show. All right, so I'm really fucking glad you guys really enjoyed my voicemail last week.
Badass.
Once again, I think I outdid myself with today's nice little edited voicemail for you guys.
Hey, yeah, man. That took effort.
The reason why I am calling in today is I have a
podcast
question. And this goes out to all three of you guys and, of course, to anybody else listening to the show. If you guys want to chime in and let me know the answer to this question. Okay. I ran into a little bit of an issue. When I started the Beer Metal Show podcast, I thought it would be fucking super easy for me to find a co-host and partners who wanted to join in on the festivities.
They don't grow in trees.
And all this other good stuff. Well, turned out to not be so easy of a task to do. In fact, my wife ended up having to join in on the show as my co-host for a few episodes. But, she decided to step away from that, leaving me back again by myself. I have tried to get friends to come on and, just randomly be a rotating guest, on my show, and it just hasn't really worked out. So I've been doing some interviews with some breweries to kind of fill in the space, but I really need to get back to reviewing the beers that I have here at home. So here's the question. How do you guys feel about a solo podcast? Like, Do you think it's fun? Do you think it's exciting? Do you think it's boring? Do you think it's dumb? I really don't want to give up, but I'm really having a hard time finding like a co-host, like I said. So I just want you guys, you know, I want your opinion on this subject to know, would you listen to a podcast of just some fucking dude drinking and reviewing beers, talking metal? I mean, I try to keep it entertaining. I've had a couple of episodes where it's been me by myself, and I think they sound okay. But anyway, let me know. I don't have a fucking call-in line, but you can go to beermetal.net and send me a email on there if you want, or of course just reply back with your voicemail on this show here, The Perfect Pour, or you guys just let me know what you guys think, Perfect Pour cast. All right, let's see if I could outdo myself from last week. Get out that red pour. Yay!
Wow.
I say go for it, because I mean, myself, I would be terrified to do my own podcast by myself. So you've already done that. You've already put your balls out there, man.
And, yeah.
And just do
balls
it.
Balls are out there.
I mean, there's two ways you can kind of take it. Typically, podcast with solo people, it's kind of more of life coaching. But YouTube, there is a ton of YouTube people that are just singular individuals. Yeah. And that's, it's just true. About content.
Most YouTubers are by themselves.
So I think it's just,
think about that.
You know, maybe not doing 2 hours by yourself. Maybe like a 40-minute section by yourself. That might be something. Maybe it's just based on time.
I've listened to a show, the ones I've listened to. It's just been he's had somebody on there, and they're good. And I'll listen to, if you can do it by your, if you have the ability to, you know, to talk alone for 20 minutes or so, then do it by yourself. You don't necessarily need a host. I always think that shows have too many, usually shows have too many hosts, especially like too many dudes. Most shows are like a bunch of dudes. Mm-hmm. And it's weird. There's a handful of music related podcasts I listen to, and there's always one dude. Like, I don't know many music related ones that are multiple people. It's usually one dude that's into, you know, into metal, and then he's into beer, and it's going to be difficult to find somebody in town. Like, I would think if he really wants to have a co-host, you might have to Skype, you know, do the, have a host on Skype thing. You might not be able to find somebody in San Antonio or something, but I would just do it by yourself until you find somebody that's perfect co-host, if you're still wanting to be a co-host,
you know. And just like Mikey said, if you ever need us to Skype in, just let us know. I think that's what he just said.
Yeah. Oh, I think Matt, I'll love it. I'll sit there with those records and be like,
yeah,
hey bro, I'm here.
I'm gonna have to. He just added me on Instagram, so I'm going to do a full investigation of his stuff.
You can talk metal, beer.
I've guessed it on a podcast before, so why not?
You did it.
Why not double dip?
Did you do that one for Tioga this week?
Yeah, I did. I was on the most recent episode of I Love You Man. It comes out yesterday. Because we record on Fridays. Today's Friday.
And the podcast is called I Love You Man?
I Love You Man.
All right.
I mean, super cool setup. So, I mean, I'll kind of...
Oh, really?
Kind of save it for my cheers. I'll go a little bit more in depth on there.
Okay. I'm going to be on another podcast too. So
you have.
I will be.
You do 2 other podcasts.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be a guest on one that's not one of
3 other podcasts.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, there. I think we decided.
Just do it.
Just do it. Who cares if you're by yourself or not?
Put on a pair of Nikes.
I just care about the content. I don't care if how many numbers hosts there are. Tell you the truth. I'm just saying, if there's a lot of hosts, then I don't know who the hell's
talking.
Hey
guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
So I'm driving back. I'm slow. And I just wanted to say that I had such
fun.
A great time
good.
Celebrating
that's, with that's Bags, good.
This beat. Birthday bash bonanza thing. My God, that guy, I love that guy. I wish I got to spend more time with him, around him, because, you know what? He's amazing. He's so full of life, so full of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Such an amazing, sweet, down-to-earth guy. I just can't get enough of him, really. You know what? You know, he's lucky that I'm not gay, because if I was, he wouldn't be able to get rid of me. As it is, you know, it's all I could do to not want to just turn around and go back. But I have to go to work tomorrow, so...
You complete me.
Yeah, I'm headed back. It's Sunday night. The sun's going down. It's not quite down yet. But yeah, I spent a good amount of time in that San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles area. And I had a great time at Broad Street Public House.
Yeah.
I sang along with everybody. There was a band there. Mm-hmm. A guy.
40-hour work
week. Singing and stuff. And everybody was singing along with these songs from the 80s and 90s. Oh, man. It was so much fun. It was really fun. Everybody wearing fake mustaches and stuff. Oh, yeah. So it was great seeing Matt. It was great seeing Kelly.
Good seeing you, too.
Of course, Bags. And Michelle. And
sounds like quite a get it.
It was just great. Everything's great. Great, great, great. So that's about all I wanted to say. There's probably more I could say, but I can't think of it. So keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Baby. Sound like quite a get it over there.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, he had a little bottle share at his house on Friday night.
Oh,
and then Saturday he set up four different venues. It was Lewis Wine Bar, Bowls, McCarthy's. Oh. Yeah, Bull.
B-U-L. IPA Bulls? Oh.
Like a dive bar Bulls. And then Broad Street Ale House. So he set up all four. He's like, come to one, come to all, skip one. So I went with my friend Danielle, mutual friend of his. And so we went to the first two places. We skipped the third one for dinner. And then we went to Broad Street. And that's when we met up with all the other Fresno folks.
Nice.
There was singing, there was mustache cakes, there was very wussy people when it came to mustaches. They'd be like, look, I'm going to take a couple of selfies and take this thing off. And I was like, who cares if it's itchy?
I get it. Look how much fun I'm having. All right, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I was like, come on. You could wear a mustache for an hour.
No. I will not.
I deal with this thing all the time.
My followers saw me. Now I don't need to do it.
Hey guys, this is Paul from Houston.
Hi, Paul. Houston Rep.
Belated 2018 recap. So I've got my untapped year in beer pulled up here. And a couple interesting things I thought. Had beers from 114 different breweries. That's pretty nice. Awesome. Amazing that there's just so many different breweries out there to try and sample different beers from. So that's pretty exciting. And then one of the interesting things I thought that they had on here was a show. All different places where you've checked in beers as well. There's a little map. And I went to a lot of places last year, more than I remembered or realized. So obviously several places in Texas. I also went to Arizona, New Mexico, Portland, Chicago, Toronto, Montreal. So quite a few different places. And thought I'd tell you my favorite brewery of 2018 was a brewery here in Houston called Spindletap. They've really made a name for themselves, especially in the Houston area, for their hazies. Really, really good. They make a lot of different ones. They're all kind of unique, but all really good. But they also have, you know, some other beers, regular IPAs. They have a really good Imperial Stout, a barley wine, other things. So all around really solid brewery. It's also a really fun place to go to. We have this big tap room, and they want to there as well. So
it's got bad connection, 1980s connection.
Top beer city that
turn
I've
off your
in.
Microwave.
Honestly, even though I went to Portland and Chicago and some other really big beer cities, I think my favorite had to have been Toronto. Went to several breweries there, and just all had a really cool atmosphere, really great, like, outside beer gardens and really good beer, really friendly people there. So just had a lot of fun exploring the breweries in Toronto. So I definitely recommend people going out there and checking out the breweries there. Other than that, I'm looking forward to 2019, trying some more new breweries, new beers, and continuing to listen to the Perfect Four. So
ooh, yeah.
Keep the good work, guys, and cheers. All right.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Do you see a lot of Toronto stuff? Where not a lot, but when I see Toronto stuff, it looks cool. Like you say, like there's a lot of outdoor stuff. You're like, it's Toronto, it's cold as hell. I see a lot of cool outdoor stuff. Toronto does look like it would be an interesting beer town, and we need to hear. We need a Toronto rep. If you're in Toronto, we need you. Come through. Contact us. Be the rep. You don't have that if you're like, oh, I don't know about being a rep. The number one thing you need is just to give recos to another listener that's coming through town. You don't have to do a get it. You don't have to meet them necessarily. Just be like, another listener is like, hey man, I'm in Toronto. Where do I need to go? Where are the cool places that another Perfect Pour listener would go? That's all you got to do is be like, hey, go to this place. If you want to go to the next level, do a get it. Cool. Mm-hmm. But all you have to do is just say, hey, these are the cool places to go. So look at the reps page, perfectpourpod.com/reps, R-E-P-S. And if you want to be one, let us know. We did a big, speaking of the people that did feedback on our website, we've gotten a surge of San Diego's reps. Now we got 4 different San Diego reps, San Diego area reps.
They could start splitting counties now.
Yeah. So that's the thing as we continue with voicemails,
beer
and podcasts.
Money!
Oh yes. Another podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
I'm your host, as always, the Scotty 91. And this week on the show, we are going to head back in time to the year 2018.
Okay.
Because I've been distracted drinking beer to do my year in review any earlier than this. But before we get started with all the fun stuff, we got to get to something really important here, right here.
There we go.
Open a Relic Brewing collab beer with Armada Brewing, their triple IPA that clocks in at 11% Cavern of Souls.
Ooh, that's a good name.
You guys can check my Untappd or Instagram at Scotty91 to check out the cool label. So now we're going to get to the important stuff. Best new beers in 2018.
Best new
Untappd
beers.
Told me I tried 996 unique beers this year, but the top new beers that I've never tried before that stand out to me, top one is Steeple People, double IPA by Five Churches Brewing in New Britain, Connecticut here. They had this beer for their opening day. It had me hooked. Super juicy, hazy. I think it's just as good as some of the Treehouse IPAs, double IPAs. My honorable mentions, they're going to include Two Roads' Rosemary's Other Baby, their 2017 vintage, and Treehouse's Very Green Double IPA, Bright Side IPA by Lone Pine Brewing in Portland, Maine, and Six by Relic Brewing, their 6th anniversary triple IPA. So we'll move on to my best new breweries visited this year. Check my list. And I visited 49 new breweries this past year for a current total of 172. Solid. My favorites out of those, it's got to be Dogfish Head. I mean, Dogfish Head's such a cool place to visit. Awesome tour. The tap room's cool. Plus great unique stuff that you can only find in the tap room. And they have a steampunk treehouse outside. I mean, how much cooler can you get?
Dude, be careful of those bees in the
but
background.
But some honorable mentions of breweries that I visited this year that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Backshore Brewing in Ocean City, Maryland, right on the ocean.
Backshore.
Treehouse, of course, minus the, and we're going to cue the siren. Luckily, the day I went, the time I've been there, it wasn't that bad. And then also Lone Pine in Portland, Maine was my favorite from my trip to Maine this year. So some quick looking out fours.
What about Kushnot?
Anything by Lord Hobart, Jack's Abbey. I'm visiting both of them soon after my birthday. And also looking out for some Resilience IPAs. Lord Hobo has one on tap now, so hopefully I'll be able to grab that. And also Kinsman Brewing nearby Southington, Connecticut allegedly is going to have one.
Allegedly.
To show up. Till then, this is Wrestling with Beer. I'm the Sky 91.
Aha! Good show. I love that. One of my favorites from the Dorktown Network.
Yeah.
Wrestling with Beer.
Always solid.
Yep. Good show. Good show. Thanks, Scotty, for that. And if you didn't notice, we had a new beer opened while during we need to drink beers while we listen to other podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Haze of Our Lives from Alvarado Street, donated to the show by Bearded Brewer 87.
Yeah, I was actually going to write this beer down in my looking out fours. I opened Instagram about 2 minutes before I was about to request my ride to come to the podcast, and MGA on Fig Garden Loop posted this beer. I was like, fuck. Jumped in the car, drove over there, bought this beer, got back, requested my Lyft, got here to the podcast just in time.
Man, look at this guy doing the work. Good job. See, you've got it. You've got a liquor store not far from you that brings in Alvarado Street.
Yep.
That's nice.
And they've done it consistently now, so.
Yeah, they're like the Alvarado Street guys. I don't know what they're doing. Do they have somebody that drives? And
I imagine, yeah.
Makes the drive and buys them?
That's the first time I've been into the place since they've expanded, so.
Yeah. I guess kind of recently, yeah. Now on the other side, they have beers. Like before it was just one side and it was just like a dinky wall on the other side. Now
somebody running into you as they're coolers. Going to the soda fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. They got all the. Now, is it okay? Like, should we not even be mentioning it? Is it okay for them to get Alvarado Street from Alvarado Street cans and then bring them here and sell them in their store?
I imagine they buy it legally.
But do they need to be telling Alvarado Street, hey, bro, we're going to be selling this in our store? Or do they? Does Alvarado Street like la 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 la?
So I mean, Tap and Cellar also gets stuff from them. So right. It's possible they just say, "Hey, here's our ABC license and our resale. We would like to buy your beer for resale." And it seems pretty legit. I don't think that they're just going in there and being like, "Hi, yes, I like one case of this.
I would like five cases case of that because I'm having a great party of beer craft this weekend."
Liquor stores, at least from my experience, they're pretty up forward. Like, hey, I want to carry your product. How can I make this happen?
Well, I remember one of the places in town. I will be nameless. Had Pliny, and they're like, they put on their social media, "We've got the Pliny." And people are like, "Hey, no, you can't do that.
You can no have,
but we have Pliny." You've not done the right thing. All right, those are our email shows. Now let's move on to the voicemail shows as we enjoy this haze of our lives.
But wait, there's more.
Not days of our lives, haze of our lives. Sorry, Nick, you're missing on the hazies.
Mm-hmm. Just had to keep it hazy.
Keep it hazy, bro. You doing good, Matt?
I'm solid.
All right.
Just
they were always thrown off. One of us isn't here. It's always odd for us.
I'm just waiting for some voicemails.
All right.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Single Cam calling in.
Hey, what's up, Single Cam?
First off, I gotta admit I'm a little jealous of these Floridians we have. Florida Steve, Hoppy. You guys always have the best get it, and to be frank, I'm jealous. Us Minnesota guys, we just We suck. We suck at having get it. We all suck. I don't know. We gotta start improving so we can even come close to half your guys' level. And aside from that, cheers to all y'all. You guys have a good time, clearly. Anyway, I got a question for you. There's a guy in my work that has come to me in the past, and he always is looking for a growler of a certain kind of beer. Because he throws different parties and stuff like that, and
he's an older gentleman,
and the last time he had asked me to give him a beer was for a German party he was throwing. So something
you're
that
having
was
German body. German
food, and that was easy. I just got him a, it was our local from Lupulin Brewing, it was a Dortmunder, it was a nice malty, just a nice malty German style beer. It was really, really good, and that was easy. But this one, he's having an Italian gathering.
The hell kind of parties does this guy have?
Italian food. I'm thinking a light lager or something, maybe even just a traditional blonde ale, something light, a palate cleanser maybe. What do you guys think? What would pair well with Italian food? I figure if there's anybody I can ask, you guys will give me the best input, because I really don't want to ask Google and get veered into all these different directions. But anyway.
Oh, because we have Italians on the show.
Good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's funny how we are mentioning Minnesota can get it. And then they go, single cam calls in. I'm going to defer to Matt Napolitano.
What?
Pizza Italian? Pizza's American, right? That like, come on. Mac just gave me a look like, bro, are you talking to me right now? You mean serious to me?
So if you went to Italy, you wouldn't find pizza.
Right.
Or you would see a sign that says made famous by America.
Here's American jackass. Here's your pizza.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what they would say. They'd be like, come on in. Have your pizza, American guy.
Mm-hmm. They call it pie over there.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion.
What would you have with, like, we know, like, I made a post on MikeyTopPour.com about pizza and beer.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you have? That brings up an interesting question for me with spaghetti. What would you have with spaghetti? With just pasta? What beer would you have with pasta?
See, there's not too much that I drink during. While I'm eating, usually beer is before and after when I'm eating. I'll shove my face full because whenever I'm enjoying food and I go back to a beer, you really notice the bitterness in whatever beverage you're drinking. So I usually don't sip on it. I've never had, like, when I used to drink soda and I had soda in food, to me, that was a little explosion of flavor. It made it taste better. For me, it makes beer taste worse. So I usually leave it aside. So I'm not really good at, I mean, I could figure it out. I could figure my way out of a paper bag if I had to make pairings. If I had to make beer pairings, I could. But
food and beer pairings. A night of food and beer pairings.
Last night I had pizza and Luponic.
At Outback, we're going to have food and beer pairings. Also, not a huge fan of beer and food.
Mm-hmm.
I do like them separate. Like, I like soda and water with my food.
Yeah.
Those are my two drinks I have with food. And that's an avenue I haven't gone down is the food and beer pairing too much. You know, pizza, obviously, like, whatever. Yeah, pizza and beer, you can't go wrong with that. But as far as doing the whole, like, this style, well, this style, I've never gotten into it, never care for it. I like, because you're saying, I like have my, when I'm having the beer, that's the feature. The feature item is the beer. And when I'm eating, the food is the feature item. I don't like to do two different, you're like two competing feature items when you're having beer and food. And I'm like, am I supposed to be, is this food pairing with the beer, or is the beer pairing with the food? I don't know what's going on.
I'm kind of freaking out, man.
I'm freaking out, bro. Just keep them separate. So I like to do them separate.
If you're going down in a meatball sub, that's where your attention's
at. Sure. You're all like, man, I'd like to get that beer, but damn this damn meatball sub.
Love a good meatball sub.
No, can't beat that. All right. We're moving on. We're still in voicemails. We're gonna hang out here. That's what you're dealing with
here. Today's featured calming noise, rain.
Yeah, it's raining hard out there. I don't know if you can hear it. Ooh, is this another show? I love listening to podcasts, man.
Welcome to Taco Hour, the perfect dram with me, your host, Lumber Jose.
Oh, Lumber, and, Lumber Show.
My co-host, who's not here right now, but we're remotely, the Nick. How are you, Nick? You doing good today?
I'm doing good. Great. My name's Nick.
I know you're probably, you know, having a couple beers right now, but... you could join me if you'd like. I'm pouring a nice...
I'm having a couple beers.
Old granddad bottled in bond, 100 proof. Whiskey.
Nick is married, Lumber. Okay.
You mentioned, you know, you'd consider doing a podcast with me, so let's do it right now. We got about 2 minutes to go on this show, and,
hurry up, get all your stuff in.
You know, stuff. We're not, you know, we're a sophisticated podcast. So we just touch on some current events that we've heard. I don't know if you were paying attention last week, but... apparently, one of the voicemailers for the Perfect Pour, you know, the beer show, broke Mikey.
Yeah. He's in Beer Matrix.
Him. I don't know. If
we're in the Beer Matrix, everyone.
Have you?
Just so you know.
Oh, great. Great.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing a little better. Anyway.
I'm fine.
Excuse me. Let me take a little.
I'm in the Matrix now. Bourbon. That's how it is.
Quite delicious. A little strong. Anyway.
Is it raining there? I think it's raining there.
It's raining there. It's everywhere. It's raining. You know?
Paid for Lovin', yeah, by Love Jones. Quality. You might remember them from Swingers movie. Yeah, way back in the day. Quite nice. Anyway, Nick, what do you got to say today?
Hi, Nick. Here's my opinion.
What a day for Nick not to be here.
Oh, you're a good one.
He's a scamp.
Okay. All right.
I like stouts.
I know what everybody's wanting. Like,
I like stouts.
Tell us, how did you do the voicemail inception?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you drink a lot of beer and then crack open the bottle of old granddad 100 proof bottled in bond that you were supposed to be smuggling home. But when you find out that your road trip just got extended for another week, you just break into it. Screw it. Right now, the top is being
that doesn't explain the voicemail.
So hopefully I won't have any problems getting through the airport. But otherwise, it's been a good week. You keep up the good work. Keep it classy, Perfect Pour.
No. Lumber still didn't explain what happened last week. So I get my theory is that he must have had somebody that was at the Get It record them. So they call. So they're at this floor to Get It, and they called the show, left a voicemail. Lumber, who was not at the Get It, had the exact audio of this recording that was, it was a voicemail recording. It wasn't like a file that, you know, somebody could have, you know, sent to him and then he could play it. It was on the voicemail. Nobody could have saved it. So somebody there, a second person, somebody in the grassy knoll of Willard's, had to have recorded it and then sent it to Lumber. And then so then Lumber could talk over it. That's the only way. Otherwise, we're in the Beer Matrix. Otherwise, we notice a glitch in the Matrix. It's one or the other. I choose to believe that we're all in the Beer Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best explanation.
He took the red pill.
Broad Street!
Broad Street!
Broad Street! Broad Street! Oh, okay. I know what's going on. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
But, guys, seriously, we have an eclectic of the best of everything.
Spit it out, kiddo.
We got
you
do it.
You
Kelly.
Got this. You got
we got
this.
The Kelly.
Yeah. Hi, Kelly.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
That's me.
Stay tuned.
Stay
tuned.
Stay tuned.
And I
love that.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Safety first.
Safety first.
First.
Hey, everybody.
It's my birthday.
We've had alcohol.
And we may not been drinking.
Matt
is inside,
no.
And he won't come out to be
a part of this.
Guys, guess what? We're not driving.
Not driving.
I might be cuddling with Scotty D, but we're not driving.
No, girl. No way.
I stopped over an hour ago, so I'm okay.
Bye.
Oh, we're done.
We have time?
No, we're good. We're good.
No! Girl.
Don't say
guys,
bye.
It's girls and guys.
Girls and guys.
Yeah.
Cheers.
And thank you for being with us.
Hey, yeah. I'm the most sober person here. Isn't that amazing?
Wait, how is it?
It was so boring.
Well.
Okay, bye. All right, bye.
Bye. That was just a random drunk voicemail.
They tried to give me crap. They're like, you got to call in the podcast with us. And I was like, I don't call into my podcast. They're like, you've done it. And it was like, when I wasn't on it.
Right.
I will call in when I'm not on it.
Right.
But I will not call it
in
when I am on it.
Come on. Yeah. We have standards here.
So the first place, Lewis Wine Bar, they kicked. It's like I showed up like 15 minutes late to the start of the party. They fucking kicked the Pliny keg. I had to get an STS pills. I had to just.
That's a get it.
Yeah.
When Florida brags a lot. LA got this get it. Colorado lots of get it. This get it kicked a Pliny keg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a lot to be able to boast about. Mm-hmm. That's pretty big boasting thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you thought you had a great get it? I get it.
Kick it with the peasants and STS pills.
I get it. Blew the Pliny keg. What do you think about that? So.
Perfect pour. Hey. Beer Father.
Hey, Beer Father.
And Chuck the Bee.
Hola.
And we're having a little bit of a Weezer dilemma. We're trying to figure out the perfect Weezer album. As we went to Pinkerton.
That's a good question.
And figure out
Pinkerton
what the best Weezer album is. I don't know if you guys heard recently, or saw recently rather, the Saturday Night Live skit with
Matt
Damon.
It was like I wrote it.
Between him and Leslie Jones,
but
they
I didn't.
Debated whether Weezer was still relevant today. But I'm in that camp. I'm in the Matt Damon camp where I still like the newer albums and my boy Chuck here, Steve, is of the volition that Pinkerton
like
was the best album that they ever made.
I like it all.
And they can't do any better than that.
Well, so, that's probably true.
Wondering where you guys weigh in on this. And then also wondering what your favorite album is. If you had to pick one Weezer album, what would... I know which we're at a tangent at this point. So you can play the drop now.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
What your favorite Weezer album, Matt?
I'm trying to find it right now. What's the Weezer album that We Are All on Drugs? What song is that?
That's one of their more recent stuff. I don't know what.
Basically, to me, Weezer is best at writing songs about girls, like summertime and drugs.
Summertimes and the drugs
and girls.
I would I'm of the Blue album. I mean, but and it's not, people want to make it. All right. This is funny about Weezer. Like, people are like, they'll never be better than the Blue album or Pinkerton. That's the same with every fucking band. Every fucking band that makes a huge album and
it's make believe.
Every band that has a huge debut album or a huge album early on, that you can't get better than that. Nothing will be better than Van Halen 1. Nothing will be better than Led Zeppelin 1. That you can't. That for most rock bands, they've been playing for 10 years before their first, quote unquote, first album comes out. And like, usually those kind of bands, their first album is basically their best of from the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you can't beat that. There's no way to beat that. So, and for some reason, Weezer has been categorized as like this band, like they can't get better than the Blue album or Pinkerton. Like no other band can get better than their first few albums either. But somehow Weezer has been categorized as like they suck because they can't get better than their new albums. Every other band has the same fucking problem. But why does Weezer get pointed out for it? I don't know.
God, you really just tore Mikey up right there.
Just saying. I'm just trying to defend Weezer. It's like every band has the same exact problem, but somehow Weezer is the one that gets shit for it.
Green Album was pretty good too.
They all have their thing, just like every other band. Stop giving Weezer shit because they're not as good as their original albums. Because they're like every other fucking guys. Band.
Huh? Someone's Nathan talking on the phone. It is your Stanislaus County rep, I hope. If nobody else has claimed it. Ricky? Here's another Scott. I don't want to take anything from him. Hey, it's been way too long since I've called, but hot damn. I've been lucky enough to visit quite a few breweries since the last time I called. The wife and I made our way up to Santa Rosa, and we made our way over to Windsor to the new Russian River facility. And guys,
lucky.
To me, it was like getting to the chocolate factory from Willy Wonka. Not the Johnny Depp version. No. The Gene Wilder version. It was incredible. That place is amazing. The beers were fantastic as always. Oh my gosh, you guys got to get up there sometime. And then, of course, we had one of our...
Uh-oh. Man, we have been plagued with bad cell connections this week.
That's all they get from me is nothing but love because they're amazing. They're fantastic. You got to go there, too, if you get the chance. Where else did we hit up? Fog Belt. Yeah, I hate to dump on a brewery, but voices.
I'm
sorry, Fog Belt, but no. What else? Moonlight Brewing. Fantastic. Oh, hit them up. They serve a dark lager. It was so roasty, so clean, and phenomenal. And we eventually made our way up to Fort Bragg. Got to hang out at North Coast for a little while. That was awesome. So there's some classics there. What else have we done? Oh, right after Christmas, we drove up to Oregon. Made our way up to Portland. Stop by Ecliptic. If you're ever in Portland area, hit up Ecliptic. The design of the merchandise, the names of the beers themselves are fantastic. Ecliptic was great. They also had their own version of Resilience IPA. We had to go to Great Notion. Good gravy. That might have been Brewery of the Year for me. Phenomenal. Double Stack, Midnight Howler. Oh, my Lord. If you ever get a chance, you have to hit it up. It's worth the hype. Definitely worth the hype.
It is a choice.
Yeah, there's a couple more, but I think I'm coming close to the 3 minutes. Thanks for taking the time, guys. Hey, guys, I love you guys. Don't be weird about it.
No more about it. It's cool.
Bye.
Keep it easy, bro. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Portland, the land of ports. They got so many ports. They're like, fuck it. We'll just call it Portland.
Hey, what are we going to call this town?
I don't know, man. What do you want to call it?
Well, we got a lot of ports.
Ah, Portland. Fuck it. I need to go. This year I need to go. It's been a few years for me for Portland. Have you been to Portland, man?
I have not.
Oh, need to do it, dude.
I want to.
Got to do it.
Hey, guys. Ricky again. Sorry.
Ricky.
Calling back again.
It's all right.
Yeah. I just, what else did I do? Oh, shit. I forgot to mention, I'm officially in the trade market.
What?
So if anybody is down to trade.
Oh, you know, trader. He's a trader.
I have access to New Glory. Alvarado Street. I got access to that. So hit me up. I think I told Matt in a message. We were talking on Instagram. It was cool. If you guys ever want some Alvarado, let me know.
He's a cool
guy. Got access to some.
Yeah.
Hit me up on Instagram.
We did talk.
I have one right now.
6414. Maybe we'll see what we can do. Work something out. Especially, you know, those in Santa Rosa. Want to hook it up with some hen house? Huh?
Hen house, yes.
I'd like that. And, yeah.
That's not what I think of in Santa Rosa, okay,
dude,
bro?
It's been 10 years since I went back to school. And
whoa.
Just a message for anybody else out there who's thinking about going back to school, going into a trade school, looking to better themselves, get into a career that they want, go for it. Don't hold yourself back.
Do it.
Go for it. You want it. You got to go for it. Put in the work. Put in the time. Be there before you know it. Don't be afraid like I was. It took me so long. Just do it. If you ever need support, you hit me up. I think I'm full of support. And other stuff, too. But, yeah, hit me up for that. Thanks again for taking the call, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Good call, good call. Trader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Nobody ever talks about that on the show. If you want to trade, if you want to be a trader, perfect port trader. Trade.
Traitor.
Trader. Thanks, everyone, for calling the show.
And Janine.
Oh, hey, we didn't hear from Colin and Janine this week.
Called me
even though I have a package that I'm looking at that's sitting in Nick's seat. But the seal's broken.
It's an Amazon tape.
Yeah.
It's degradable.
It's the seal's broke. I don't know. Hopefully no one got into it. All right. Are we doing all right?
We're doing fine.
Hey, what do you think of this haze of our lives? Huh?
I'm enjoying it. I think I enjoyed the luscious a bit more, but I'm glad I had it.
Sure. Sorry. I didn't think that was going to do that.
Looking out for beards.
Beer releases to look out for. If you're a listener of the show, you're like looking out for stuff. We're trying to help you out, trying to help ourselves out. Because sometimes the listeners are like, I'll send those idiots some beer.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what are you looking out for?
Slightly Mighty. It is a low-cal IPA from Dogfish Head.
They advertise it as low-cal?
It has the same amount of calories, which I think is 95, as Michelob Ultra.
Whoa!
Ultra has 2.5 carbs. This one has 3.6.
Okay, more carbs, but calories are same.
Yeah. And it's a monk fruit IPA. They say it's not super fruit forward.
What the hell is a monk fruit?
And I don't know. It looks like a
are there any monk fruits in Fresno County?
It looks like a kiwi or it's furry brown outside color, mm-hmm. bigger. I don't know what it tastes like.
It's from New Zealand.
But so it's a monk fruit IPA. But it's ultra low. It's good for the waistline.
Okay.
And it doesn't taste like seltzer. I need that. Is what they said.
Oh.
So looking out for that. Looking out for a beer called Batteries Included. It is an espresso stout from Griss House.
Oh, the espresso is the batteries, I assume.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've always liked the term Batteries Included. So now somebody used it for a beer. So
yeah, finally. There's very few pop references left
mm-hmm.
for beer names, so
mm-hmm.
they found one.
Then there's a Dead Wax IPA from Foam Brewers. It is a Denali, Vic Secret, and a Zaka hops.
Huh. Where's Foam Brewers?
No, You're going to make me research.
I need to know. I like geography, so I like to know where things are from.
Foam house.
Foam rowing is from the region of something. Do we have a rep there? That's what I want to know. What do you think, Louis? What do you think?
Foam house from? Barbados?
Barbados? That doesn't sound right.
Hawaii? Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Hawaii brewer. There you go.
Wow. Look at that.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Hmm.
Where's our Hawaii guy? He hasn't called in for quite a while.
I know.
He gave up.
Yeah.
I did something stupid.
And then there is Lost Time Hazy IPA. It's a Mosaic Nugget Comet and... What was that? Right there? Oh, Centennial.
Yep.
It is a hazy IPA from Temescal, which I've never been to Temescal. I know it's near fieldwork, but I've heard good things from the Pauls of the Fairfaxes.
Paul says it's cool. It's cool.
And then there is Urban Lumberjack. It is a six hop IPA out of Denver.
Is that one of those guys that has the tree hooks and they go up the palm tree and they start cutting the palm tree and they're just using the hooks? Is that an urban lumberjack? That's a good
sure.
All those guys with the booms and then all the tree trimming guys, urban lumberjacks. I like that.
It has an axe on it.
I thought to call them that.
But
say, hey, that guy's an urban lumberjack.
It is a six hop IPA, New England style. Features Citra, Azaka, El Dorado, Amarillo, Simcoe, and Mandarina. So it's I'm looking out for that. So Colin Janine, if you can get a hold of it and send it to me, they are in the Denvers of the Colorados.
Can you get that?
Sorry, Lakewood.
Lakewood. There's every state has a Lakewood. I went to Lakewood High, Southern California, Los Angeles.
And then this one I'm kind of excited for, Mikey. I don't know about you. Let me get back to the page.
I'm probably excited too. I'm really excited now. I have no idea what it is, and I'm excited. I get excited. Living in the beer matrix, you get excited.
There is a new beer called Little Buddy.
Aw, Little Buddy.
It is a light lager. It is an 8-ounce can.
And it's cute. It's fun. I saw a picture of that. Wait, I can't. What brewer was that?
I'm pulling up the article right now, so I go back to it. Hopwell Brewing.
Hopwell. Oh, and that Hopwell had a cool, they've got a cool cool design. It's got that like 1950s/60s. Kind of design, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want all those things that they do.
So I, you know, pack one of those little guys into your lunchbox, and there you go.
Nobody will know the difference. Mm-hmm. Man, it's coming down out there.
That's what I'm looking out for.
It's a lot of rain. I'm looking out for Moonraker Brewing, Sacramento area's Moonraker Brewing. Haven't had a Moonraker in a while. Doing the Math. A juicy, hazy dipa featuring citrus. I just like it, you know, it's got like a blackboard and all these math equations on it. The one Moonraker place I've seen is the place in Madera, where the Home Depot is, in Madera Avenue 16 exit there, the gas station across the street. They will have a couple Moonrakers, so I might try there. Great Notion Brewery did a collab with the Modern Times Portland Brewery, and it's called Virtual Reality, a hazy double IPA, another hazy double IPA. And it's got a cool can with the like of, you know, Great Notions Portland guy on it with virtual reality glasses. He's all So it just looks cool. That's really all I'm looking out for. Not a big week of looking out for.
It's all right.
Yeah. It's cool, I guess. That's cool, I guess.
You're being too hard on yourself. You know that?
Am I? Or am I not being hard enough? Ben, caught drinking. I caught you. I caught you, Mike. You were drinking, and you weren't shouldn't have been drinking.
Ooh, is that a personal voicemail right there?
Oh, I didn't know where that came from. Matt, what this week? You're participating in a get it. Ugh. You're out of the area, Fresno region. All things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited for your caught drinking.
Oh, I didn't check anything in, so I don't remember.
Damn it! Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
So I went to Goldstein's last night, and I could only see part of the menu, but I looked up and I saw Penske Files, and I was like, I will have one of those. Faction is amazing. Also visited House of Pendragon, and I had a Jack Hoppington, what a fantastic hazy IPA. While I was out of town, I was at Silva, and they had S Shot, so I brought back a crowler of that for the stepdad and brother. We had the stepdad's birthday party. It is a smoked porter, which replaces the void that smoked porter from Stone had left. Aww. Because they discontinued it.
Oh, yep. We might have one of those in our bad beer drawer.
From Broad Street, they had Nelson on draft.
I don't watch that show, Broad Street. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Broad Street. I need to watch more of that show. Because the Pliny Cake blew at Lewis Wine Bar.
Yeah.
I had an STS Pills.
Get it. Blew the Pliny Cake.
And then while I was at... I was trying all the beers at Central Coast Brewing, but, you know, Monterey Street, Lucky Day, Hopkick Murphy, those were all fantastic beers. So I was glad I was able to check those out.
Central Coast, man. Damn good.
I was there for 3 days in a row.
Every day, Central Coast.
Yep.
Take me there.
Yep. So we started our drinking there on Friday, and we started our drinking there on Saturday. Sunday, I went back to go get crowlers in the Hygera Street. The crowler machine was broken. I was like, you guys do crowlers at the other place? And they're like, yeah. And I was like,
see you later.
Thanks. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Drove to the other one. I was like, your crowler's
eat
working.
Shit.
So like, your crowler machine's working, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I had explained to him. I was like, it wasn't working. So wait, the other was one.
The big one, the new big one not working, or the old, yeah, original
the,
one not
the
working?
Yeah, the new brewery, the crowler machine was down. And I was like, all right. Luckily, they had... the beers I wanted to bring back, they had those on draft at both places. So I was able to get crowlers. Right. Things were okay. And nobody lost blood because of this.
Because there would have been blood lost if not.
And then a beer that was donated to me by my coworker, John, he brought me back a Stoked from Hen House. It was a Mosaic hopped IPA.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. I heard Mosaic. Yeah, buy it.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I got one of these and I got one of those. And I was like, John, you know I'm going to choose the IPA, right?
Yeah, you have one with Mosaic, bro.
Yeah. And then, but I might be reaching out to Ricky if he has a way of getting some more Hen House. I think I might hit him up on that. We've seemed to be covered with Alvarado so far, but who knows? Maybe he'll get stuff that we don't.
Maybe.
So, I mean, that's my Ben Country. There was more beers than that, but those were some of the ones that stood out.
Right. That's how you do it.
There was a point in the evening where, so probably best part of the night.
Oh, okay.
So Broad Street closed at 10 o'clock. And as you can hear from that voicemail, everybody that was at Broad Street was hitting it pretty hard. Danielle and myself, we kind of spaced ourselves and just had one drink. There was only about time for one drink. So we had a beer at the first place. I skipped the second place. We went to dinner for the third place, no alcohol. Then we met them up at Broad Street. But by the time people got to Broad Street, they were feeling good. They had shots, they had beers, the whole nine. And so we had two Nelsons. And we were like, okay, everybody wants to go back to a dive bar. Most people went back to their hotels. Tony Max called it a night. So we went back to the hotel and we're sitting there. We just laid down in the bed and we're just like, I kind of want one more beer. And we agreed.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got to have a, in hotel room beer.
And so
plan ahead.
I had beer in the trunk of the car. It wasn't cold. So I was like, okay. So I started looking up at the breweries nearby and most of them were closed. And I saw that Slow Brew was still open till 2.
Ooh.
And I was like, I've never been to Slow Brew.
What?
You've
never been to Slow
Brew? Not the new one.
Oh, okay.
Not the new one. Haven't been to the new Slow Brew. You know, we just did that collab with them. And I was like, let's just go check it
out. Targeted, not Perfect Pour.
Because, you know, it's either going to be dive bars or a bunch of college kids hanging out at a, at kind of like making a rave go on. And it's like, we were trying to avoid that. It's like Slow Brew has to be a safe bet. They'll probably have some music. You know, we'll get in there. We'll have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking up to it, they had this line. And a security guard. And I was like, man, I really don't want to wait in line to
get
in there.
Here we go. 20-somethings club scene.
Yeah. And so right next door to Slow Brew is Frog and Peach. And they have a live band and they have windows open, the door open. And I look in and I immediately lock eyes with the drummer. And it was Brandon Freeman from Cloudship. Cloudship was in town playing a show.
Fresno band.
They were in town playing a show at Frog and Peach. And we immediately lock eyes. And he points at me and he's like, Matt. And I was like,
hey, you're a guy I know.
So I grabbed Danielle's attention. I'm all, that's Cloudship, and they're playing. And she's like, okay, so we immediately changed our plans. We're like, going to go in here.
Let's immediately leave.
Yeah. And so we go.
I don't want any Fresno.
We pay the $3 to get into the Frog and Peach.
Fucking $3. Cloudship got some of that.
Yeah. So, and Brandon was nice enough. He's like, dude, you're from out of town. Glad you can come see. And I was like, yeah, dude, we'd walk by. Just
yeah, yeah, dude, I came out here to see you guys play.
I was like, we came out for one more and we're going to share it with you. So he bought me a Luponic and then I followed the night with a PBR. I just wanted to tail it off there, make it through a couple more songs before we headed back to the hotel.
Controversial. All right. There you go.
I like that's a good PBR. Come on.
I'm not going to say anything. That's good that you thought you thought the night was done. And then you went back out and saw a Fresno band.
Yeah.
I like it. Follow Matt, Beauty Brewery 7. Follow Nick, the Nick 80 on Untappd.
I had beers. Famous
Nick. Nick, what did you have?
I had beers.
Oh, beers.
I know he had an S. I know he had a narwhal.
Yeah.
And he had a shot on Sunday.
Are you on Untappd right now? What did he have? Let's see what Nick had.
I'll look him up.
We're gonna do Nick's Binkots right now.
We're gonna do some forensic searching right now.
Yeah, see if he's been checking in like a good little boy.
I don't even know how you.
I love gold.
Just search. Do a search.
Friends. Search. Nick. Wow, apparently I'm friends with 6 Nicks on...
you know a lot of Nicks.
Well, one's a Nicole.
There's a new beer going around the show. It's an Imperial Pastry Stout. Mallow Blaster. It's got marshmallows. Ooh. I love marshmallows and stouts.
He had an All Hopped and Bothered.
Who makes
at
that?
At Zach's.
Oh, okay.
He had that on release
day. I know. I've heard of them.
And... he had the S shot, and then he had a Don't Be Suspicious Pale Ale from Zach's Brewing, and that's a Broad Street
Broad Street Girls reference.
Yeah, because they have a saying, or is it that?
I've only seen that show a few times.
Yeah, no, it's Broad Street. They're all, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. And they're like creeping through. Or no, maybe it was Parks and Rec. I don't know. I'm getting my references mixed up right now.
I don't think that's Parks and Rec. Well, because
there was the twins. Fonzie's kids. They're kind of weird. He said, dank pale, it's perfect.
Oh, look at him. Look at those reviews from Nick. Wow.
He had a Rush Hour Stout with Fulton Street Coffee.
Nice. That was on the show last week. It feels like you've gotten back to last week's show.
It was on the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Then that would have been this week.
That would have been Thursday.
Okay.
Unless you check these in after. Oh, yeah. Santa's brass and non-tradable. Yeah, so that was okay. That's what he's checked in so far.
All right. There it is. Thank you, Nick. Mm-hmm. The Nick 80 on Untap. This week, the one place I went out to was Eureka Burger.
Of course.
And I had two beers there. Eureka Burger did a collab with a Latitude 33, a San Diego area brewer, called Boise IPA. I thought that was pretty good. Kind of spicy. We had a spicy one earlier. It was a little spicy, the Boise. But I liked it fine. First, as far as I know, first Eureka Burger collab-ish.
Hmm.
I don't know. Also, I had a Brute Force from Hangar 24. Haven't had a Hangar 24 beer in a long time. That was a good brew.
Got to keep them in business. Got to buy some more beer from them. Got to
keep them going. That was a good brew. And then I bought a six-pack of Sierra Nevada's Brute IPA.
And you're alive.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was going to pull one of those out. Well, we still can't do it. And then I had a Just Outstanding when I watched the Rams game over. My friend's a Cowboys fan, and I'm a Rams fan. Went over to his house, and he had a Just Outstanding bottle for me.
Did he get Rammy?
Yeah, he brought a tall boy, Just Outstanding. He was like, I know you like beer. I thought maybe this one would be okay. And it was. It worked. And it was just outstanding. And that's all I was caught drinking. Mikey Tapor, if you search that on Untap, you'll find me. Or my actual username is Dorktown. I like Untapped. I like hanging out there. So don't be afraid. And if you think I'm still got the thing going where Untapped lets you make groups, but it only goes up to 100. And I have a groups of Perfect Pour listeners that I'm friends with. And so I can just see what Perfect Pour listeners are doing. And I had to start a second group. So if you think if we're friends on Untappd and you're like not sure that I put you in a Perfect Pour group, just tag me when you check in this a beer on Untappd and say, hey, Mikey, you know, me comment. I don't think you tagged me, or I don't know that I'm in the group or whatever. And so I just want to know. For friends on Untappd, not having a group, I want you in the group. Okay.
So you hear that beer metal dude? He just did the show by himself.
No.
What would you have done if I just did, like, I called my Lyft and just left?
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been like, all right, show over, guys. Everyone get out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I would have done the old What do you think of this pastry, marshmallow pastry stout from New Glory? Matt, did you get this? Did you get this for us?
This was donated to us by our friend Gumby. He was in town over the holiday weekend, and he was just like, do you want to try this one? He's like, they were only releasing two cans per person, and they sold out. So I was like, well, I guess so.
I guess so.
Monks is...
Look at this. We got a Lime Fest. Mm-hmm. Look at us. We're special. Don't listen to that. So you got some cheers for us?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's the new cheers, like getting into Matt's cheers. it's the jumping the light speed sound.
Cheers out to all my Central Coast friends. Mainly Monica and Skylar. It was cool to talk to Skylar for a little bit on Saturday. He even donated a crowler to the show. So Oh. We'll check that out. I think I brought it for next. It'll be next week now.
We'll save it, I guess.
And then Monica, she's just overall, like, she's the reason why breweries, like, things happen on time and things get done. She's, like, that organized person. So yeah, it was cool to hang out with her. And then...
learned a few things, didn't you?
Cheers to Tony. You had a birthday. You brought multiple
happy birthday,
people
Tony
together.
Mags.
And then
happy birthday, man.
Cheers out to Danielle for taking us over to the coast and dealing with Tony and all his shenanigans. Yeah.
Like, oh, really? We got another get it. This is a get it.
Then Nate, it was good to see you. Good to hang out. Good conversations. We found out he had over some insane number, like 1,000 pumpkins involved in his wedding. So that was it was a good conversation.
It's a big pumpkin wedding.
Yeah. And then cheers out to the guys from the I Love You Man podcast. They invited Tioga Sequoia on. So being that I'm on podcasts, everybody kind of felt that I was the perfect person to go on there.
Well,
so
it
was, they had a cool little setup.
They would be stupid.
They had a little man cave room with there was a keyboard, some guitars, and you know, this, they had a nice little setup.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Huh. You're just jealous because you weren't on a podcast.
Yeah. Nobody asked me.
It was cool to take a back seat and just go, oh, I don't have to lead this. I don't have to come up with segments.
That's nice.
Gave the talking points. I just had to answer
questions.
The
small handful of times I've been on other people's shows, it's like, it's so nice to just show up and react to what the questions are.
Yeah.
That's nice. This new Glory Beer is hot as fuck, right? This is heavy alcohol. Like, what's the ABV here? It's heavy. It's like, I'm going to say it's 9.5.
Ho!
At least. I might be going low, huh?
You want to guess again?
11.5?
You want to guess again?
13.5?
You want to guess
14.5?
Again? 14.5? You want to guess again?
15.5?
15.5.
Fuck. Holy shit.
This is covered over. I wonder what the original ABV was.
Wow. This thing is hot.
I was sipping on it. I knew it was intense in flavor, but I didn't know it was...
Intense in flavor.
Man, this thing does not mess up. That's my sound when I start my cheers. Golden Gods, these guys are awesome. The... give the perfect pour money every month.
It was originally supposed to be 16.8, so it's
wow,
it's down from what they originally guessed.
Like, we gotta calm this thing down,
man.
Woo! We saved the best for last.
You can take that one to bed with you.
I probably should not do that. Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour, thank you guys. patreon.com/perfectpour is where you can go and donate money to the show. And you get bonus, you get extended show. You're like, I can't get enough of this. Well, you become a patron and you'll be like, I got enough of it. All right. You get to listen to that, the tailgate and other little things here and there, including being in the Porum. Cheers to all our Porum members on Facebook. Cheers to the Porum. It's really like, the only reason I have Facebook now is because of the Porum and just to keep an eye on my mom on Facebook. What's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, mom?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? What are you up to? This is all I see on Facebook now is the Porum and what my mom has posted. So good job, Facebook. If that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening for me. Also, cheers to Why More Aaron. exploits.of.beer.and.life. Cheers to Keefisms and cheers to everybody that talks about the show, shares the show with their friends and their social media, gives us reviews, subscribes to the show, and becomes a patron. All these things are all huge helps to us here at the Perfect Pour. Thanks for being part of the family, hanging out with us, being cool. everybody that listens to the show, especially everyone that's here at the end. It is super cool. We have a package from Colin and Janine. I feel like, should we open it up on the show? Or should we wait till after? Should we just open it now? You want to just open it now? All right.
Let's do an after show opening.
You'll see it on social media, at Perfect Board Pod on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You'll see it somewhere there. And perfectboardpod.com is our website. Thank you guys for listening. We miss you, Nick. We'll see you next week, maybe. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you guys are awesome. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Bye.
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 You got this, right? See you later. My Uber's here. Gotta go.